F off back to Russia.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Good for you. Radio Free Radio. It's the name of the show. Steve. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in support of WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit. Available in over 80 flavors. Count them all. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue on the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website, www.ritasice.com. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of culture.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all, or drown in my own...
Worm, worm, worm,
worm,
worm,
worm,
worm,
worms!
Worms, 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 worms,
worms, worms, worms,
worms, worms crawling around.
Here was a dream.
He lived 1337.
I was a mono record, nor a stereo record.
Contamination.
30 minutes later.
Get out!
drive away the summer herd about our special 7-day race. You have to know how to get married. Guilty.
No, no. Psychiatric
the founder of the Shaker religion, was born in Manchester, England, on February 29th, 1736. She was sent to the factory to work the machines at the age of 10. The old family was destroyed by the Industrial Revolution. Farm life had required large families. After the foreclosure and the migration of families to the city, people still continued to reproduce children who couldn't be fed. Factory owners exploited the children as cheap labor. Ann Lee was forced into marriage. Pregnancy made her feel unnatural. Her four children died young. At the same moment that mechanized work began, there appeared religions which had the function of causing the body to quake in dance and ecstasy. Ann Lee joined such a sect. They were the Quakers. She was taught to shake her body. She had visions. She believed that she was the female manifestation of Christ. God had originally made man and woman bisexually self-contained and equal. Because of Adam and Eve's sin in the garden, man was punished by having to work at labor he hated. Woman was punished by the burden of childbearing. The snake was heterosexuality. Sexual marriage was the unnatural result of man's fall. But Armageddon was coming, with the good tidings for the elect. The end was imminent. There was no need for new childbirths. Pragmatically, sexual self-denial by members of a new community based on brotherhood and sexual equality could replace the evil of the patriarchal family. Instead of being enslaved by machines, all needed goods could be produced for common needs by cooperative handicraft. Divine revelation led Anne and her group to America in 1774. She believed America to be prior to Adam's sin. The Shaker meeting hall was divided bilaterally. On one half, brothers' benches faced sisters in the other half. Separate stairs on either side led up to chambers of the chief elder who lived on the left or to the chief eldress on the right. Power was divided equally. Workdays were devoted to sober, simple craft work. Sunday was for ritual, religious dances. The two sexes arranged themselves in four concentric circles. The group rhythmically chants from the Bible while they march in circles. Stomping their feet, they shout, "Stomp the devil!" Sisters and brothers begin whirling in place. The group cries, "Shake, shake, shake, Christ is with you." There is noise like a whoosh, which means the devil is present. People clap, they leap up and down. Some remove their outer clothes. A fit of shaking, ecstatic seizures passes over the group. Reeling, turning, twisting, some Shakers bow down. Others rock on their feet. Still others are doubled over, feet and hands linked as they roll on the floor. They roll over and over like a wheel, or they turn like a rolling log. Some get down on four legs like dogs, growl, snap their feet and bark. Carnal mortification frees the Shaker from false pride. Ritualistically, the devil is snared from his hiding place within the group and cast out. And the group becomes purified. Before the Shakers arrived in America, the Calvinistic Puritans had established its basic creed. The Shakers were proletarians, while the Puritans were the new emerging middle class. Work for the Puritan meant to detach himself. For the Puritan, men were divided into saints and sinners, good and evil were absolute categories. Each man was to be personally responsible for his own salvation. The Puritans believed themselves to be the agents of God's will, their purpose being to establish a new Jerusalem in America. While America prospered materially, there was always the fear that it might somehow be in the service of the devil, not God. And by the 19th century, 1800, a great religious awakening spread across the land, based on this fear. Hellfire preachers preached from tents on the edges of towns. People were forced to reconsider the guilt of their lives, to repent. They recited biblical texts to the beat of piano and guitar music. This was the first introduction of popular instruments into the church service. People suddenly began to talk in tongues, begging for their salvation. They were born again. And finally, many looking for a spiritual refuge after their conversion joined the Shakers, swelling their ranks. Contrary to Calvinist belief in the individual's action in the world, Shakers believed only in the good of their internal group. While Puritans lived in fear or anticipation of the next life ahead, the Shakers believed that heaven could be possible now as a utopia on earth. There's a conflict between the individualism of Puritans and the yearning for a group free of sexual and economic competition.
Dan Graham was born in March 31st, 1942. He was an American conceptual artist, and he passed away earlier this year in late February. That was something that he recorded in 1982, I think. Anyway, that was for a compilation that came out on the Audio Arts label. Really interesting cassette label, which later put out CDs and LPs. And basically, they were all the interviews with and recordings made by the different artists. And that was the name of the piece is My Religion, Extract from a Work Tape, Anne Lee, and there was music by Glenn Branca and members of Sonic Youth. And what else did we have there? We had Stop Talk by Christian Marclay and Fussier with Side A off of Le Monde Supérieur, a super duper LP that came out earlier this year. Lots of homemade electronics, blenders, microwave ovens, internet routers, electronics.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Thank you.
Somehow I got through the lecture,
and
the day came to show my work to Bulik. Again, I hitchhiked into L.A., arriving somewhat ahead of time. I rang the doorbell. Bulik opened it and said, "You're half an hour early. Come back at the proper time." I had library books with me and decided to kill two birds with one stone. So I went to the library and returned the book, found some new ones, and then came back to Bulik's house and again rang the doorbell. He was furious when he opened the door. He said, "Now you're half an hour late." He took me into the house and lectured me for 2 hours on the importance of time, especially to one who proposed devoting his life to the art of music. M.C. Richards went to see the ball trial. She was delighted with the dancers. She said it's not what they do, it's the art with which they do it. I said yes, composition, performance, and audition or observation are really different things. They have nothing to do with one another. Once I told her I was at a house on Riverside Drive where people were invited to be present at a film service conducted by a Japanese rookie. She did the ritual, rose petals and all. After which she was served with rice cookies. And then the hostess and her husband, employing an out-of-tune piano and a cracked voice, gave a wretched performance of an excerpt from a third-rate Italian opera. I was embarrassed and glanced toward the rookie to see how he was taking it. The expression on his face was absolutely beautiful. M.C. Richards and David Peter invited several friends to see me. I was there, and it was great. After dinner, we were sitting around talking. David Peter began doing some paperwork in a corner, perhaps something to do with music. Though I'm not sure. After a while, there was a pause in the conversation. And someone said to David Tudor, "Why don't you join the party?" He said, "I haven't left it." This is how I keep you entertained.
This is how I keep myself entertained, by entertaining you, you entertainers. Sophie Slay Johnson with I Can't Get Enough of It off of Nuncio Ref, excerpt of side one of Pace Times Friction by Deep Kiss 720, classic. Bridgehav by James King and Peter Doherty off of Ox. Ryu Handkill with some clunky chunky feedback? Yeah, sure. Catalysis 1 off of 6, I guess. I think that's what it, anyway. Julian Bo with 7 off of the 8 compilation put out by Puzio Piss a few years ago. And we also had Small Cruel Party with Hollow. And that brings us up to this o'clock, wherein I say you are, like it or not, listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Spac Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spac Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spac Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. They are committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing pizza, online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup of your pizza. You can learn more about online ordering at www.spacbrothers.com and will receive a text message when your pizza, delicious pizza, is ready to be picked up. For more information, Call 412-362-SPAK or visit their pizza website at SPACbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKbrothers.com pizza. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Pull up a chair. It's breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies, power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. Sunday nights, 9 to 10, only on WRCT 88.3 FM. And streaming live at WRCT.org. What's better than an hour of classic and trad blues music? 2 hours. 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and trad blues right here on WRCT.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Except to say that a man in a God Loves You t-shirt